NHL Network Radio, Sirius XM Channel 91. Russell Cohen joining us, co-host of Hockey Prospects Radio. Will you be able to do your show this weekend, or will you be convalescing? What do you think, Russ?
No, I'll be able to do it. Actually, it's funny. My dad's birthday is today, and his name is Daniel, so with the name Danny, people always assumed he was Irish, but he's a Jewish guy. But he always gets those. They're actually make cards for people who are Jewish on St. Patrick's Day. They actually do make them, and so he's always gotten those his whole life.
Wait a minute. They make cards?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Hallmark cards, you know.
Hallmark cards for being Jewish on St. Patty's Day?
Absolutely, yep.
Really?
So, well, yep. I guess if you could sell anything. So what about what about Irish on Hanukkah? Do they do the flip it around or what?
I don't know.
Okay.
By the way, Shane Malloy is your co-host on Hockey Prospects Radio, correct? Or he's the host, right?
Last I checked, yeah.
Yeah, well, I just say that jokingly because he lives down the road here from Fredericton. He sent me a nice little text and said, "See you at the games this weekend, Simmer, and welcome to the Maritimes." Now, isn't that nice?
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, and he sent me a text, too. So he's going to see him here at the games over the weekend, checking out, well, not necessarily prospects at this level. You know, occasionally a guy will make the National Hockey League, but great hockey, that's for sure, and it'll be great to see Shane Malloy.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, look for a bald guy who's eating a lot.
Bald guy who's eating a lot. Okay. All right.
Sounds like George Costanza. But anyway, you can figure it out there. You know, it's funny. We're just chatting about that. I'm trying to get other players in my mind about you mentioned Derek Ryan as far as a guy like that that played there. There's a few other ones. Just, you know, saying Russ that, I mean, used to be guys like Mike Ridley or, you know, if you're playing Canadian University, generally the NHL is not in your prospective repertoire, but there are guys, and Simmer mentioned Derek Ryan, that do use it to get in the National Hockey League.
It's rare, but it does happen. But there's no question that it's rare. Yeah, Ridley's a really terrific player, actually. Yeah, but it doesn't happen as much now because with so many scouts out there, you really have to just sort of be late in developing and slip through the cracks. It's a difficult thing to have happen now.
Hey, by the way, as an aside, Gord, and this will apply to prospects as well. Because
do you want me to approach the bench? Is that what you're saying? No?
You probably should approach the bench for this because I just can't believe how stupid you and I are together as a unit because this doesn't happen to both of us together very often at the same time, if ever. But you know how we were trying to think of the Boston Bruins 30-goal scorer who was younger than David Pastrnak?
Yeah.
How about a guy named Patrice Bergeron?
Oh, man, that's the guy we didn't look at.
I mean, it was like a 2x4 to the face. I'm trying to find the guy or woman, I don't know who it was, that sent me the text that said, hey, how about Patrice Bergeron 20 years, something, 200 and something days? And, yeah, he beat him by about 30 to 60 days birthday-wise. So, yeah, Patrice Bergeron, hello.
And Russ, what we're talking about is Pastrnak being the second youngest guy to get 30 goals. And, you know, a late first-round pick and really has come up and never stopped. Did you see him that way, or were you a little surprised?
I saw him in a way where I did like him. I didn't know he was going to be 30 goals. I saw him, you know, really clear a hurdle last year, came in against Philly, and I saw how much bigger and stronger he was and the fact that he was able to come in against a pretty hot team at the time and do well. And then I was like, you know, he really is ahead of the curve, even probably what I thought he would be. There was definitely talent there, and you definitely had the frame and everything, and he's really just put it all together. He's got that great shot. And, yeah, I just think it's been a great story for him because he probably didn't get enough fanfare back in the day.
One thing that kind of throws it askew a bit on the Bergeron thing is he's an 18-year-old playing in the postseason against Montreal in 2003-04, and then he has to go through the lockout and miss a year, and then at that point you're kind of like, yeah, it kind of messes up with the age thing. But he did have 31 goals that following season.
If you remember, if you remember, he played in the AHL during the lockout. They got a special thing passed so he could do that, and he was one of the rare guys to do that.
Yeah, Mike Camilleri, Eric Staal, who else? Like that? Yeah, they really. There's a couple of
handful of them.
They benefited because they were the junior age, so they could still do that. Yeah.
Meanwhile, there were other more veteran guys playing in like the Central Hockey League in Oklahoma City, or you know, Gomer playing up there in Anchorage, stuff like that. But you know how you have the prospect games during the year, Russ, and you know that's all fine and dandy. But I would think this is the nitty gritty now, when you get like the OHL Cup is going on and playoff hockey in the major juniors, that's when you really get to see kids in pressure environments when it means the most. Hey, this is
You do. Yes, you definitely want to see them under duress. It may not sound right nice, but that's how you really can tell how someone's going to come through in a pressure situation, and it really is a big deal. I mean, so many guys, you know, even you know, a lot of times, even I'll cover Memorial Cups, and you'll just see guys have an amazing run right through the Memorial Cup. It definitely gets guys jobs. And so, yeah, and same thing with college hockey. I mean, look at the college hockey free agents. Look what's going on right now in their playoffs. Just as important. These days, there's more college hockey free agents getting signed than ever before.
Is it fair to say you could change, not maybe not substantial leap, but you could change your rating ranking position with a really, really good 2 or 3 weeks?
Yeah, there's no question. I mean, that, you know, just remember, you know, Bebo was unbelievable in the Memorial Cup run, and that definitely helped get him drafted. And you know, he's a decent NHL backup when he's up. And that's something where he just led his team as far as he could take them, and it was pretty impressive. Guys definitely can raise their stock. There's no question.
What about the rich? If the rich are getting richer, he's not a college free agent, but John Hayden plays his first game with the Chicago Blackhawk draft pick, went through it at Yale, and of course, I think with what's gone on as well with the Jimmy Vesey thing, teams are a little anxious to satisfy those guys and not have them go somewhere else. And what you made of his collegiate career and his NHL chances?
Yeah, we've talked about Hayden. I've watched him pretty much every year, and so we've talked about him even as recently as a couple weeks ago on Hockey Prospect Radio. And I knew, I could tell that Kelly was going to bring him up soon. The way he was talking about Hayden, I just knew he was going to get a break. He's a big, strong kid. I mean, he's a guy that can score from in different places on the ice. He's a smart kid. He plays defense. He plays that 200-foot game, which nowadays, if you want to get from college hockey to the NHL, you have to do pretty much almost every league, too. But when you come from college hockey, generally you're not getting flashy scorers. But this guy is just a hard-working guy that has really, he's got good size and has really just developed every year. Same as VC. I don't think he's as talented offensively as VC, but I think he has that talent. And it's fun to watch when you could see a guy literally do that. And that is the beauty of the college system, is when OHL players are playing so many games, they can't get physically stronger. College players can work out 3-4 days a week. They're in the gym. They've got all these trainers at their beck and call. It can be an advantage for some players.
Hey, how big of a coup is the is Dallas getting this Gavin Bayreuther defenseman, offensive-minded defenseman out of St. Lawrence? Like, was that a how big
it's
of a deal?
No, it's a good coup. Anytime you can get a guy who's around 6'1", who's got an accurate shot and can move the puck well and skates well, I think you got to sign him. And you do get a lot of defensemen now out of college, more defensemen than offensive players. And that's simply, I think, because of the physicality of the league, the strength that you have to play in it, and the way the coaches work. The coaches are always pretty defensive-minded. And so now you see so many college free agent defensemen are getting signed, and I fully expect him to make the NHL someday. He's got talent.
Well, appreciate it as always. We'll look forward to you this weekend, and happy St. Patty's Day. I'm sorry we didn't get the Hallmark card. We'll do it next year, okay?
That's all right. And I wish my dad, Danny, a happy birthday.
That's right. Yeah, most important.
Three reasons
really
to drink.
Yeah, I'll get him a card, though, for you guys. I'll sign it for you.
Okay, thank you. That was good. There he is.